Hello, my name is Catherine Lee. This semester, I have spent a lot of time analyzing dog behavior and how dogs interact and relate with humans. As part of my observations, I interviewed Professor Melanconico on the relationship he has with his dog. Professor Melanconico is a geology professor here at Lafayette College. He is also a longtime dog owner. Currently, he has a 15-year-old chocolate lab named Braden.
The ideal dog was sort of one who's very, very friendly, family-oriented. Dog wasn't to be a guard dog or a tough dog or anything like that. And Braden, he's just been incredibly friendly, and fortunately, he's really slowed down now.
The ideal dog is discussed in Caroline Knapp's book, Pack of Two. An ideal dog, or fantasy dog as she refers to it, is a dog who is smart, loyal, and obedient. In other words, the perfect dog. However, Knapp explains, most people have unrealistic expectations, and their dog isn't so ideal. In Professor Melanconico's case, it certainly didn't hurt that he had had several dogs before Braden, so he had a very realistic idea of how a dog should behave.
The first dog was a dachshund, a little 15-pound dachshund. He lived a long time, too. He lived to be 15 as well. When the dachshund passed away, my wife, who'd become so attached to him, just wasn't ready to commit, in fact, to another dog. So for 3 years, we actually, with my daughter, raised seeing-eye puppies.
Their first seeing-eye dog was Squire, and after he went back for training, the Melanconicos raised Epic and Harpo. Squire eventually came back to live permanently with the Melanconicos because he had hip problems that would not allow him to become a seeing-eye dog.
And we sort of felt that the dogs were an important part of not just our lives, but also our children's lives. So pretty quickly after that, we allowed my son, who was the youngest of our children, to sort of choose a dog. And we went to an individual breeder who was breeding actually both Jack Russells and Chocolate Labs. And he chose this puppy, Braden, who's now been with us for 15 years.
I was curious about what seeing eye training involved, so Professor Melanconico explained it to me.
The seeing eye training was very, very specific. And there are certain things you have to do with the dog. Like the dog is always walking on a short leash. The dog sleeps chained to your bed because that's where they'll be once they become working seeing eye dogs. So with that, it was with the idea that eventually they'd be working dog. They also were trained to only go to the bathroom in a very specific place in our yard, because when they become working dogs and the blind person is having to care for them, blind person needs to know, for example, where to pick up the feces and stuff like that. So the dog only goes was trained to only go in one space in our yard, and then it would be a new place once they got to the in their working home.
Braden was not raised to be a seeing eye dog, so his training was slightly different from the Melanconico's previous dogs.
That was very interesting, because originally we tried to do the same thing with Braden, but with my son, because it was sort of his dog. Braden, it was so too interested, he would just climb into bed with Larry, and neither, well, he slept well, but Larry didn't sleep well. And so that was different. Braden has been cage trained for all his life, which means that he sleeps in a cage at night. When we're not there, he has full run of the house, but that was about it. It's been interesting. We have taken some of the training that we did with the seeing eye dogs, and early in Braden's career with us, he would walk on a relatively short leash next to us, only on the left side, and he sort of got used to that. But other than that, it was just basically socializing them.
Unsurprisingly, seeing eye training is strict. It's impressive that Professor Melanconico and his family managed to more or less train Braden along these guidelines, even though Braden wouldn't be responsible with the safety of a blind person. When it comes to dog training, many people have trouble drawing the line between what is too harsh and what is too lenient. There are really two sides to this argument. One says that you really need to act like the alpha dog, because dogs are very similar to wolves and understand wolf behavior better than human behavior. This means being very strict with your dog and sometimes using physical punishment. The other side admonishes this kind of thinking. Alexander Horowitz, an expert on dog behavior, says that dogs know we're different from them, so acting like the alpha dog is silly. Dogs need to be trained with positive reinforcement. The point is that how someone trains their dogs, or fails to, says a lot about their relationships with their dogs. I think it's safe to say that Professor Melanconico has a healthy and happy relationship with Braden, and that Braden has fit perfectly into the lives of his owners. Unfortunately, shortly after I conducted my interview with Professor Melanconico, Braden passed away. I would like to extend my condolences to the Melanconicos, who have lost a very near and dear friend.